I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, February 12th, 2019. John Paul Flame joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, donkety donks. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
How's that throat?
It's a throat.
We can clear it out.
It's always the same thing every morning. It's kind of a ritual. You let him get it out.
Jason, have you noticed what I've been doing with your mic every morning?
You don't turn it on for a while?
He's the last mic to go on. It's literally like a minute after JP's doing all the intros and everything.
Can you still hear it off mic, though? You still hear him.
It's not as bad.
Yeah.
So I try to time it.
Yeah, yeah. Wait as long as you can.
Well, he's got his cup.
I remember our first show in Richmond. I think Jason had the biggest loogie I've ever heard in 10 years I've been working here.
Welcome to Richmond.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a lot of things going on in the show today. I should mention Tom Lavero is going to join us at 7:20. Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and his million jobs is going to join us at 8 o'clock. And Alan May, Capitals analyst for NBC Sports Washington, joins us at 8:20. Nice win for the Caps. We were just talking about it off air. 4-1-1 in the homestand. We said they had to go 4-2 or better,
They did a little better.
Well, they did go 4-2. They lost two games.
Yeah, but still.
I know you're counting the overtime.
Give them an extra point.
Scored a point.
That's what matters.
Take that point.
And at the end of the day, I think they stopped the bleeding.
And they got Cousy going in six games. Yep. You know, he had a really good game yesterday with the 2 goals and 2 assists. But in six games, 6 goals, 6 assists. That's what they need. They need that help from Cousy.
Yeah, it's so funny. Sometimes he looks like one of the best players in hockey, and then sometimes he kind of just disappears and makes those mental mistakes.
The enigmatic.
And over the last six, when they really needed him, he looked like one of the best players in hockey. So that's big for them.
Verona.
But now they go on the road for six, starting tonight. Quick back-to-back or go out to Columbus.
Quick turnaround. It's not going to be an easy task for the Caps. They played on Saturday, played last night.
Columbus, San Jose, Anaheim, the Kings, Toronto, and Buffalo. They got some tough outs there in the next six.
Not going to be easy.
Hopefully.
3-3. Let's look for 3-3.
Yeah, 3-3 would be nice.
3-3 would be great.
Hopefully it takes a little pressure off our guy, Coach Reardon, who we have on every other week and really, really like.
I
don't think you
can
find a nicer guy. I thought Barry Trotz was the nicest guy that we've ever had on, sort of coach-wise.
I think Reardon.
Reardon's right
Barry
there.
Barry Trotz is very nice.
I think he's right there with him.
He's a great human being.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy does tons of charity work for best buddies.
Right.
That guy's always involved in the community.
But Reardon's right there. You never think you'd find anybody nicer. I think Reardon's right there.
I think he is. I think it's a photo
finish. In fact, I think Reardon's so nice, people are using that against him at times when they struggle.
You knew that Barry Trotz could be a hard ass if needed.
Right.
That's the question.
He has
about
that
Reardon.
Scowl.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but you don't necessarily see that with Reardon. Reardon's so darn nice. When they were swooning here, there was a little heat. He may not have felt it, but I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it for him. I didn't like it.
No, that's good, though. It's a big win. Had to beat the Kings. They're one of the worst teams.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the greatest look to give up 4 goals to them, but hey, doesn't matter.
But you know what? That's what the Caps do. That's
kinda
what the Caps do.
It's kind of what they do.
They play a lot of these.
Yeah, are we going old school?
A lot of overs.
Are we going old school with the Caps?
By the way, I'm bitter that I didn't follow through with this myself. Somebody asked me what my tingle was for the DC Daily double yesterday because both the Caps and the Wiz.
What did I tell you about the Wiz?
Well, I told him. I said
the road game.
I said play the Wizards over,
mm-hmm.
and I said play the Caps on the money line, and I said hashtag you're welcome. Right. You're welcome. It hit.
Right.
Big, big win for that guy.
I played the team total of the Pistons over 112.
Right.
Actually, big winner.
Actually was bet up to 115 by game time. Okay. Think about that.
You locked it in.
Locked it in at 112. They score 121, and I took the Caps on the puck line plus 145.
Very good.
Nice.
And if Virginia would have made two more free throws in the game, I would have had a banner night. Would have won big.
Yeah. What was the final there? I went to bed.
69-61. Their team total was 70, and I'm watching that game in the first half. And they're missing free throws. I'm going, I guarantee you that's going to come back to kill me.
Yeah, it's going to haunt you.
Yeah. It did. Couldn't get there.
Gambler's remorse.
But anyway. Were they down? I wasn't able to watch it. I was running around.
No, they handled
Carolina.
They
were up the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
no, they were down. I was watching. They were down by four late in the game.
That's
what
I thought.
Late, but they were down a little bit in the first half. But it was clear Virginia was the better team. When Virginia plays Duke, Duke is clearly the better team. Virginia is clearly the better team. When compared to Carolina, because Carolina didn't know what to do on offense.
Actually, I'm a little surprised UVA won, because when I was just popping in intermittently, and then I went to bed, they were losing. And
yeah,
it was,
but
you know, second half.
They handled them the entire game. Carolina made a little run, but Virginia was the better team last night.
I don't know what the hell I was doing, but I wasn't watching. I was just kind of monitoring it on social media. And then I know what I was doing late. I caught up with True Detective. Finally.
Ah,
now, has
good.
Everybody here watched the latest episode?
Yes.
Yeah,
we all
in.
Locked in?
In.
Is it the moratorium over? Can we talk a little bit about it? So they're obviously trying to make us think that Tom did it, right? There's no chance. I don't believe he did it. But they're trying to make it seem like he did it.
Because that's too obvious.
It's too
Which
obvious.
One's Tom?
That's the dad.
Tom's the dad.
Yeah,
Tom
but I don't think they're really making, I mean, by
well,
the end of the episode.
To. They're trying to make it.
Yeah, I never was buying that.
Yeah. But the whole, you know, gay background and people
yeah,
but
stuff. Now you're looking at the Hoyt guy.
Well, always the Hoyts have been.
Yeah.
A huge, you know, the Hoyts are involved.
Well, the security guy. Yeah. I mean, and then at the end of that episode, when you walk into the pink room, who knows what he sees there?
Yeah.
Just a whole playground.
Who knows?
I thought he saw her.
Well, we don't know.
Well, you don't know.
He might see pictures of her.
He says her name, but you don't know if she's in there.
It's probably pictures of her. I don't think she's in there. Probably pictures.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Need it to be Sunday quickly. Need that next episode.
Yeah. It's a good show, but again, the problem is not. I'm sure there's a million things flying by that I'm not catching, and I don't know how you guys are. I can't just 100% lock in and only watch that for an hour. I'm kind of watching it and doing other things, writing checks. I was on with Morgan Stanley.
Oh, you can't do that. I feel like I'm missing a million things when I'm
and you're locked
full
in,
locked on.
I can't. I just don't have the attention.
It's the type of show too. I'm locked in that you're looking for so many things. That I'll end up rewinding.
Right.
And I'm sure they mean nothing. Like the one scene, I can't remember where they went, but there was a scene which faded out with basically a landscaper downstairs. They
right.
were upstairs doing some sort of
it was
background check.
Amelia talking to someone foster care home
right.
or
yes.
something.
Yes, they went to foster care, and then it faded
Orphanage.
Out the scene. Like, for whatever reason, they went to the window, and then looking down the window, it was like a landscaper guy. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, they did a quick shot. It was like a two-second shot.
Yeah, my thought
was,
why did they show that?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what
showing
is that?
Especially season one, though, was the lawnmower man.
Right.
Yeah. Everything's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. Like I said, I was on the phone. I was doing a lot of things. I'm trying. One thing that does help is the closed captioning. Do you guys do that?
No. I probably should, though. With
because they're also mumblers.
Sometimes it's hard
80?
To understand.
No, but they're mumblers.
Yes,
Mahershala Ali is.
I have it on my computer. The speakers aren't very good.
Mahershala is definitely a mumbler.
He's a mumbler. And the closed captioning helps.
Are you not watched on your TV?
Yeah, you're watching on your computer?
That's lame.
Because,
computer viewing?
Well, because it's,
no, I've watched most episodes on my iPad.
For HBO Go, I usually watch it.
I'm cool
there.
With that.
Yeah. It's an extra step. I got to go to a different
demand at home.
I got to go to a different
the
input.
Same as Go.
I'm telling something about the iPad. Putting the headphones on, iPad, it's intimate.
It's better on the laptop, in my opinion.
It is.
Because I'm in the bed. I can have my phone
right
with me if I want. I can pause it easily if
JP's
I want.
JP's a very late adopter
with
technology.
You can pause on demand.
I like
JP's
it also.
Of course holding on desperately to the 42-inch TV on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, that's his only way of consuming.
I'd rather see
media.
A big Mahershala Ali versus a little.
See, for me, this is probably why I can't concentrate. I'd rather have the Caps game on the big TV, and so I'm casually keeping a track of that, and
well,
then I'm watching.
Separate.
I don't have time for that. I can't just be watching TV all day.
By the way, me and Laura have a strict no phone policy during True Detective.
Really? You put it like in a basket at the door.
Yeah, but Valdez, you don't watch it live, do you?
Actually, I tried to watch it on Sunday night, and I fell asleep during it. Yeah. And then I watched it with Laura yesterday.
Right. I told my wife at one point watching it. We watched it live. Quit talking. It was like,
oh yeah, I do that. I do that too.
She would ask a question. I was like, you're killing me.
Yeah, Laura,
like, first of all, I don't know. We're watching it together, so why would I know the answer?
Well, she's trying to talk it out with you.
I know.
She's trying to have a conversation.
I like to.
She wants to get your theory.
Valdez, I'm with you.
Yeah, and then Laura, for some reason, she has to like wash the dishes during True Detective.
Oh, that would.
And it's just it's so around.
Yeah, and it's just tilting.
You need headphones
everywhere.
You need to do a cake.
And I turn to her and I say, babe, you gotta give me an hour.
You
give me 1 hour.
Block out the distractions, Ricky.
Yeah,
that's what you need to do.
Because she can't sit still and watch it with me. And like go through her list of suspects in her head. She has to be doing something like Eric.
Yeah, I have to be doing.
So who are the top three suspects?
Well, I think the Hoyt connection is
the Hoyt
through
connection.
The mom.
Hoyt, right? And the then mom. The mom. And by the way, Meryl Streep's daughter, she gets on my nerves. That character gets on my nerves. I mean, is she the meanest bee in the world or what? She's never happy. She's always crying. She's not. She's just a bee to everybody.
Well,
don't like her.
She's a floozy.
She's a floozy, and she may have been raising the kid at Hoyt's on the down low.
Right. Horrible parent. So Hoyt / Julie, I guess, would be your 1A. And then 2, I'm just not buying the dad. I'm not buying
the dad. They're just trying to set that up. It's not the dad.
Why did they bring back the brother with the eye?
The one-eyed brother. That's interesting.
Yeah, he just came back in the mix.
Somehow
he just came out of nowhere.
Somehow he's back involved. In the mix.
But
I worry about
that's,
that.
Maybe
he's not the killer.
He was maybe hired by Hoyt to kidnap.
That's a distraction.
Well, there's no chance Woodard did it.
That's a campaign of distraction.
Woodard distraction. Woodard.
Which one's? Oh, yeah, yeah. No
the
chance.
Indian.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was just felt attacked.
Him,
yeah, yeah.
So he was clearly set up.
Yeah.
The brand new backpack underneath the porch. Come on.
Well, also the DA and all them.
Get
they're all involved here. Because they're clearly trying to push the storyline, you know, early.
They just want to show the town that there's the
well,
arrest.
Yeah,
they might be involved, too, because they're totally.
Look, they could just want it solved and done with.
Yeah, but I think they might be involved.
I think there's something more to it because
they know what's going on. They know what's going on over there.
What if they're protecting one of their own cops? Or
it could be, but they also could be taking dirty money from
Hoyt
or whatever, and so they just kind of let that go.
They haven't shown Hoyt though, have they?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, they.
But he was out of the country, and when it originally happened, the
he was like in Africa or something.
Supposedly, remember when they went to like the neighbor's house? He was out of the country.
I thought they went to the plant and they talked to him in his office, like one brief scene.
You may be right.
I don't think that was him.
I'll tell you who gets on my nerves.
I think that was one of their cronies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't put together, because I am distracted when I watch the show, the Mahershala Ali's wife. I don't know how that all fits in.
Amelia.
And every scene with her tilts me. She's a beautiful girl. I just want them to have sex or get off the the screen. Because I the long scenes in the bed smoking the cigarette or long scenes in a restaurant, I don't have the attention span for it. It's like I almost want to fast forward through it because it's going to be 5 minutes of needless drama. Are you
yeah,
with
it gets,
me?
Yeah, it gets a little slow.
And mumbling.
If they're going to have sex, and all of a sudden he's going to get that look in his eye, she's going to get that look, and they're going to, you know, drop trowel and get after it, I get sized.
Yeah.
But even then, they don't show anything, but I kind of get sized.
Yeah, they don't show anything.
Eric, I'm telling you right now, call my shot, that Roland is involved in the conspiracy and cover-up. Absolutely. He's telling you the entire show that Purple Haze didn't play the game, right? How do you think he got elevated to one of the top dogs in Arkansas? Right, he's handling the case. He doesn't want to get back involved. He's got the big house out in the woods. I even think that those, you know how Hayes is thinking that there's people spying on him and he's asking him to look out the window? There's really cars out there.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you to think because his memory's all effed up that that's not going on. Something's going to happen here in 2015 where we're going to find out that Roland is involved.
Yeah,
maybe not
sure.
In the initial murder.
And the cover-up.
And the cover-up and the conspiracy with this
Yeah, my guess
thing.
Is he's
not as innocent as everybody thinks he
well,
is.
Well, when they keep saying, though, we know what we did, we know what we did, we know what we did, what are they talking We don't know what they're talking about yet.
That's got to be crystallized in the next two episodes.
We know what we did.
Well,
we
they
know
also
what we did.
Did some. Look, they beat up that one kid in the questioning.
Right. That's probably pretty standard.
Some shady practices.
I think they donked off Dan O'Brien, and Purple Haze just can't remember it.
Oh, you think they killed the uncle?
I don't know.
That's your theory.
Right, because he's in 2015, they show him a picture of a bag of bones, mm-hmm. and he doesn't remember.
He's definitely found dead in the quarry. Dead. So dead.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think the dad killed him.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
And sorry if we gave it away to the listeners this week, but we waited till Tuesday morning.
So, like, we didn't give away anything because it's so hard to follow. Yeah. You're going to have to watch it. By the way, I saw for the first time I watched a preview on HBO Go of the Adnan Syed documentary. So
they had a trailer.
Is that out yet?
No. I don't think so.
And then is HBO going to slow roll you that too? And so they'll just like 4 weeks at a time, like you know, over a month or whatever.
March 10th.
They're not just going to release the whole thing like Netflix. Netflix no. really is better.
HBO doesn't binge.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, the binging is better. I don't do a lot of it, but when I do, when I'm on a show, I want it available.
All right, as always, you want to call us throughout the show, you can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Junks Radio and even text us on the Times Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. That's 800-636-1067. When we come back, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. Going to jump into the sports page momentarily. You might have Bryce Harper news. I just know my routine, I wake up, takes me a few minutes, go to the bathroom, I shave, I shower, do other stuff, check the internet. And this morning when I was perusing our Junks Radio account, I saw somebody tweet us, and I didn't verify it, I didn't see a story about it, that Bryce Harper was unfollowing Capitals players.
Yeah,
he's had to tell.
Tom Wilson mentioned that yesterday, I think, after the game.
Is he still Rick about his Vegas Golden Knights losing in the Stanley Cup final?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just
the Caps.
I think it's just sort of indicative of him, like another
kind of
stage
separating
of like cutting ties,
cutting ties with DC. Is that a tell?
Well, Valdez, yes. Did you tell the boys what you texted me over the weekend?
That is a tell.
I did not. That it was confirmed that he was at Don Tito on, was it Friday or?
You sent it to
Tom
me Friday.
Wilson.
Yeah, it was Friday night.
Bryce.
Yeah. Bryce was.
Okay. He probably still has some stuff in his condo or whatever. Maybe he's wrapping it up.
Goodbye party.
Maybe. I didn't know what it meant. Yeah. I thought it might have been, all right, well, he's back in town negotiating, but, you know, it was just a.
Could be. He's doing a great job trolling everybody.
I'd say good sign. Good sign that he's in D.C.
Not a good sign that he's unfollowing Caps.
Let me guess. He did not get blackout drunk like AWOD and go into the pizza parlor and start screaming about how good the slices were.
Or is the pizza banging?
Yeah, the pizza banging.
I'm going to guess he held it together a little bit better.
Do that.
You think Bryce acted that way, Adam, when he went out? Or you think he knows how to comport himself? You think Bryce Harper would ever, you think Tom Wilson would ever be like that?
Hey,
maybe after they won the cup.
Tonight?
Right, after they won the cup.
Tonight?
Right.
I don't know, but Jay Gruden's kid might.
So who
Jack
knows?
Gruden might.
I mean, no real stories about Bryce. I mean, some people think he's going to sign at March 10th. So I have no idea.
Odd Shark put out an updated props for which team he'll sign with.
Yeah.
Phillies plus 150, Giants plus 225,
mm-hmm.
Padres plus 250, Dodgers 750, Nats plus 1,000.
Wow, the Nats are a serious long shot.
Yeah, I don't think they want him. Well, I think they're ready to move on.
The other thing that's interesting is none of Scott Boras's big-time free agents have signed yet.
Who are his other ones?
Well, I mean, he's got Marwin Gonzalez. I believe he's got Kimbrel. Is Keuchel one of his? Can you check that to see if Dallas Keuchel's one of his? Obviously, Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got 8 or 9 guys that just haven't signed yet.
Right.
Well, Cal Ripken Jr. came on the show yesterday, said you basically need 3 weeks of spring training. So, which does give him, if he wants to follow that plan of getting ready for the season, gives him till about March 7th, March 10th.
Keuchel is a Boras guy. Big surprise.
So none of the big-time Boras guys have signed yet. And, you know, last year you saw a bunch of his guys sign late in the, you know, mid-February and early March.
It's just weird.
It's a different time.
We think our agent does well. Could you imagine seeing Scott Boras's tax returns?
Yeah. I don't know why he even bothers at this point. If you're Scott Boras, you made so much dough.
You know what? He must love what he does.
Yeah.
He must really love what he does.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, negotiating sucks.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's the worst
just
thing ever.
Just being on the periphery of it just sucks. Being involved in it.
Yeah. Oh. Everyone's yelling at each other.
Yeah. Tensions are high.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
bitterness everywhere.
Brutal. By the way, I asked Adam during the break how his show went this past weekend. And I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I was all over the place. And he said, oh, I thought it went pretty well, you know, which is typical. He's always positive.
He told me yesterday it went well.
I wish I had that attitude. But if you ask him about anything, he's always positive. Yeah. I don't think he ever says something went poorly. I said, and I just was kind of doing a bit, but I was like, well, how many stories did you make up? How many facts did you make up? You know what I mean? Like, because I know how he is. He doesn't like to act like he doesn't know anything, so he'll just make up something. And he goes, not too much. Well, I made up something about Will Greer, and then I made up something about this, and I made something about that. And he gave me about 9 things he made up.
Terrible.
On a show. And I said, dude, you're falling into the trap. That's the Stephen A. trap. You don't have to do that. Just be passionate about what you do know.
Right. As much as I wasn't making it up, I was definitely hyperbolizing how much I knew.
Is that a word, Case?
It works. I know
you were exaggerating.
Going.
I was exaggerating.
Right. Let's go with exaggerating.
But I did do my research. Like, I knew, you know, Will Greer, 6'2", 215. You know, I had my basics
down. You know this is measurable. You mean you clicked on the ESPN
Yeah, you told
ESPN
me you did
profile.
5 minutes of research before on Will Greer.
For every single subject, yeah.
Right. That's okay. It's fine. But you don't have to be a know-it-all. Remember, that's what I'm telling you. That's my little word of advice.
Right.
Just have fun, be passionate, have an angle. But you don't have to be a know-it-all.
I listened a little bit. Wait. I'll say I think he did a pretty good job.
Uh-huh.
His passion is there. He's more organized than he was before. But you're right. He's got to stick to what he knows. And also his call screener's got to help him out because somebody called in and asked him about the long-term plans of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And AWOD pretended like he knew what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You can't do that.
You know about Josh
Richardson.
You know what you
Richardson? Do? You flip that and you goof on the guy and say, what do you think? I know about the Heat. You think I care about the Heat? I live in D.C. You know what I mean? You flip it instead of making up.
Yeah, you pivot.
And then he started reading the box score of the last Heat game.
Right.
And I was like, come on, Adam.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty smart. On the fly, I was like, you know, Kelly Olynyk was 211 last night. That's why the Heat are crappy.
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. I thought of you, Drabby, recently.
Why?
It's funny. I wanted to bring this up before 7 o'clock, you know, before, you know, mainstream people are up. But you know how you're into – isn't Drabby into adult content, like old guy, younger girl?
I don't know if he's still into that, but I know that
that's been your
been.
Bit in the
People's
past.
People's genres change.
Right? But that's been your
no,
bit
no,
in the past.
That's a classic, yeah.
Yeah.
Young girl well, over 18.
I recently stumbled onto an old guy, young female
right.
adult content scene.
Yes.
And I thought – And then I also thought of Jason, because I'm telling you, this was the ugliest old guy you've ever seen. Like, imagine the ugliest guy you've ever seen. Multiply it by about 4, okay? Probably mid-set, like the worst, but like literally looks like the next stop is a coffin, okay? Like the ugliest, oldest man ever. The woman is a smoke show, all right? Cute, but not like a stripper. Like, just looks like a smoke show. You'd be
round the way, girl.
No, way better than around the way girl, but like a nice, just a beautiful girl, but
like
not over the top.
Model type?
Just short of it, okay? Maybe you could model it like a car wash or something. I mean, this
like
is
a cute college girl.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, a cute girl for sure. And I'm telling you, she was into it, and I don't know how.
I'm telling you.
I don't know how.
She got paid.
I thought about
how.
Jason. I thought about Jason. And I'm telling you, I almost want to find the link, and show it to you.
Why did you think of Jason?
Yeah, please do.
Because Jason always says that, like, well, there's no way that she's enjoying that. There's no way she likes an old hurting like that or whatever. And I know, I was thinking about Drabby because that's Drabby's whole genre.
I do think Cakes nailed it, though.
Which is just being paid
porn actors.
I think I could differentiate between when someone's just flat, you know, like bad adult content where it's over the top.
Right.
And what seems like...
Just
genuine, like
just
genuine,
no
like
one
genuinely
screams like
into
that.
It.
No
yeah,
one screams
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Yeah, right, exactly. This was like genuine, like, oh my God, like this, you know what I mean? You can't tell the difference between fake, over the top, and general enthusiasm and real what you interpret to be as real?
I think you can, but my point is that woman wouldn't be in that situation but for the fact that she's a paid porn actress.
Okay.
She may have enjoyed it.
You couldn't pay 99% of the people to be with that crypt keeper.
I think you're smart enough.
She could be in Roma.
You don't know how much she was paid.
Not much. It was the lowest budget film I've ever seen. I mean, it wasn't even a film.
But she's a great actress.
She's not a great actress.
If she is acting, is what you're saying.
There was an acting bit they did at the end, which was over the top, because it turns out I didn't
even know
this.
You made it to the end?
That's like surprising.
I'm kind of in the long haul usually.
Unless you fast forward, you know what I mean?
No, I was in for long haul. I was fascinated by this one in particular. This is embarrassing. I didn't realize at the end they were doing an incest bit.
So you didn't realize?
I had no idea. It's not my genre. So at the end, you're going to hear the punchline?
Please.
Here's the punchline. At the very end, the old man fakes like he's dying, and he falls down. She calls her dad and says that grandpa is having a hard time. There was no illusion.
Video.
There was no illusion to any incest at the beginning. It was just an old guy.
A trick.
And they tricked me. Dude.
Coming over to the dark side.
You got bamboozled.
Dude, I'm just, all I'm saying is that I don't know how she did it. And she seemed genuinely into it. And I'm telling you, he was 100 and she was like 20.
Yeah, but these women movies, they do multiple dudes. They do everything.
Yeah, okay, but still.
I mean, seriously.
If you gave anybody or any girl not, you know.
They're not normal.
Okay, and what are they getting for a scene? $1,500 for a scene?
Maybe
not even that.
Yeah, but she's got to act like she likes it to get another scene.
Okay, Jason.
There's no way she was attracted to him.
She wasn't. You couldn't be attracted to him.
Right.
But she was into the she did everything you could possibly think of.
Can you find this and email it to all of us?
I'll show you during the break because there's no filter here. Although, how am I going to find that?
Yeah. How are you going to find it?
I'm not sure I want to see
that. Yeah, what did you type in?
I don't
know. To find that.
I don't know because it took a long time to get there. It took a long time to get there.
It was a long and
winding path. See, this is why you can't clear your history.
Oh, this is why I have to clear my history.
This is better than True Detective breakdown. That's funny.
I'll try to find it. I'll try to find it during the break.
I don't want to see it.
Right,
I don't
want to
see
some smoke sports page.
I don't want to see some smoke show with a. Is he fat?
No, he was like skinny. All his muscles
he's just
gone.
Old.
He's because he's old.
Yeah.
And a belly, and you know, and like a Sonny Jurgensen in his shorts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like two of cakes.
Still operational.
I'm just going on the fact that she's getting paid a lot of money. For her, probably. Yeah, and she wants to do more of them.
Jason, she was genuinely into it. Not fake into it, genuinely into it.
Hey,
well, once she's in the middle of it, and
you physically start it.
Physically, oh, really?
To even start it.
All right, well, you know that's acting.
I just think some people.
You know she's faking
I think some
that
people
part
are
of.
Into old people.
I guess
not
they
old,
are.
Ugly people.
Old, ugly.
Not old, ugly.
Hey, was Grandpa sneaky?
I mean, I'd say so. Cool of cakes. I mean, but you kind of had
I mean,
a
come
feeling.
On, that's now you're talking like almost a full ruler. I mean, come on, that's preposterous.
Hey, I'll see if I can find
I mean,
it.
Come on,
I'll see if I can find it. I don't know how on earth I would ever find that, but try.
I'm very interested.
And I thought of Lurch. I said, this is defying Lurch's old theory.
I don't really think of my friends when I'm watching adult content.
Yeah, it was so jarring.
See, the thing you don't know is you don't know if she's enjoying it. She could be faking it.
I'm telling you, I'm interpreting it as she was enjoying it for real.
But what does common sense tell you?
Common sense tells me that it's bizarre, but there are people that are in bizarre. I mean, people will have sex with horses. I mean, the people are bizarre.
All right, so she's a freak and she's just not wired correctly.
Okay.
That could be correct.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think she was enjoying having sex with an ugly man.
That still could have been
I'm
pleasurable.
Telling you, what I'm saying
right?
is, yes, I don't think women care about the looks as much.
I think in the middle, physically, and once she starts to feel good physically, she's probably enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no way she walked in that room going, I'm excited.
Yeah, I
can't wait for grandpa.
Right, exactly.
Boy, they pulled the sneak attack on me there at the end when the old man feigned the heart attack.
I did enjoy
it. It's a funny bit.
You know what they did at the end? It was a bit. And the two of the ugliest guys ever came out from behind the camera, and they put a sheet over them. It was really funny. It was like, all of a sudden, I'm watching a sitcom.
There's a lot of moving parts on that, yeah. That scene.
I literally was watching a
What's
sitcom.
Weird is, he can't concentrate on True Detective. But yeah. Knows every detail of this pathetic scene.
Believe me, it's not nearly as complicated as True Detective.
No distractions there.
No, I was locked in, though.
So there was no closed captioning for that one?
Yeah. No, I didn't need it.
No checking your phone? No. No checking stats?
No, I will check my phone if it buzzes. Yeah.
But he did think of two other dudes in the scene.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Well, he's a little weird. Let's be honest. Pickle's a little weird.
Me, this is Drabby's genre, and this is what Lurch says is impossible.
Were you in the middle of it when you thought of him? Because that's kind of hurting.
The very beginning. The very beginning I thought of it. Because I was like, whoa, this is what Drabby's into.
Now you understand the allure of all of it. Your
the
little
attraction.
Size shit, yeah.
The girl was attractive. The old man was a show. Imagine your grandpa and then age him 10 years.
And he's still getting after it. Good for him. Good for that dude.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The legit Sonny Jurgensen.
Just off camera was a goldfish bowl filled with Viagra.
I mean, he's well, there had to have been.
For sure.
Drab definitely has that market cornered, though, the old guy stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've seen those before. And, you know, you think of Drab when you see the little scenes.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. You see Blue Pill Crew. Yeah, all right. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you just think of Drab.
Right. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the thumbnails of there is one guy that's the, like, so think, like, maybe makes Ron Jeremy look like Brad Pitt. There's one guy out there that will occasionally pop up in a scene, and the title usually is Hot Chick with Ugly Guy. And it's always his guy.
He's the guy.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's the ugly guy.
How old is he?
Huh? I don't know. It's probably filmed 15 years ago, but it's like, he's probably in his mid-40s. He's all hairy. He looks like a hairy Ron Jeremy with bad teeth.
Hairier Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, a hairier Ron.
Is that even
Ron
possible?
Like it looks like a gorilla with bad teeth. Really, really gross. You've never seen that dude before?
I'm sure I have. I just can't remember.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we do this? We'll come back. We'll open up the Junkie Sports page. We've got Kyler Murray news. We got Kareem Hunt news. We'll get into the Caps, the Wizards, and more. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, just a few weeks, we are going to get out of this wintry, icy mix. We're going to be in Florida for spring training. We're heading to West Palm on March 4th and 5th, and we need to thank the Hilton West Palm Beach for taking care of us with unbelievable accommodations. Hilton West Palm Beach is located in the heart of downtown. The 400-room lifestyle hotel is connected to the Palm Beach Convention Center directly across the street from City Place Shopping and Dining. So if you're heading down to Nats spring training, Hilton West Palm Beach is a great spot.
Pumped up. Going to bring the bathing suit. I went to the pool last time.
I don't think I'm going to bring it.
I'm bringing a bathing suit.
I saw the pool from my room, and I think I saw the pool from the restaurant. That's as close as I got.
Yeah,
no,
it was
like
an outdoor
it. Nice
pool.
Spot.
It's an outdoor pool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I was laying out.
I lost
when they called
a shirt
the paramedics
last year.
Yeah, your shirt blew away. I remember that.
It was so windy. I went in the pool for like 20 minutes. I come back.
And your shirt
Where's
blew
my
away.
Shirt? I looked all around the pool. It was gone. It was
kidding.
That windy.
No, I remember how windy it was. I went down there in full sweatpants. Right. I mean, full sweatsuit. It was butt windy. It was cold.
So it was embarrassing. I had to go back up to the room without a shirt.
Yeah, I think you're that guy in the lobby.
I think I got towels to cover me like a blanket because I also
right.
had the chills.
Shocker.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. Well, but JP's right. It was butt windy and cold.
Yeah, he's going swimming, losing his shirt.
It wasn't cold.
But it was, I remember it
being windy.
I had to chill.
It might have been windy, but it wasn't cold.
Yeah.
All right, well, it was cold in the morning when we were doing the show.
Oh, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. A lot of news yesterday.
All right, I feel like we've been talking a lot more NBA this time of the year than in years past.
Well, a lot of trades.
So many more interesting things happening. Well, not just the trades, just, you know, the tankathon teams, the guys who are just going nuts. Paul George last night. But we'll start with the Wizards and the Pistons. The Wizards are now 7-22 away from home. They lose in Detroit 121-112.
Andre Drummond. How about Jabari Parker's game?
Yeah, we were all over Jabari. Hey, it was a good trade. He got double the production. Well, he was basically a no-show last night. I believe he put up a goose egg.
I was going back and forth from the Caps game to the Wizards game. Every time I saw Parker have the ball, he had a turnover.
Yeah, but I tell you, he's a bit of a turnover machine.
He finished with no points.
He's a bit of a turnover
bad night
machine.
And again, if the Wizards sign him to some $20 million deal or pick up his option,
I'm going to start exploring for another team.
You can't really judge a guy, though, game to game. We'll see where they stand after 30 games. But Portis had a good game. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize Portis could knock down threes like he did.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I can't believe he's 6'11".
He's your typical stretch four.
He doesn't look like a 6'11 guy to me.
Here's who had good games.
Blake
Griffin, who was flirting with a triple-double, and Andre Drummond, who went 32-17.
Yeah. They couldn't stop Drummond.
Those are the guys with
Drummond
the good
Drummond owns the Wizards.
Owns them.
He kills them. Every time they play him, he kills them. But the Pistons, or the Wizards, always play overs.
Yes, they do.
They just will not stop
it's
anybody.
It's their specialty.
Hey, so that means they're three back, right, of the eighth spot?
Yes. Because the Pistons
are not going to get in.
Are the Pistons currently in the eighth spot?
I believe they are.
The Pistons were averaging about 106 points per game offensively.
Right.
All right, they put up 121. All right.
Right.
The Wizards are 35-22 in overs this year. They've played the most over the total games in the entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So they played 57 games. They played 35 overs. And by the way, against the spread, the Wizards away from home are 7-22.
Hold on. What did you say their record was in overs?
They played 35 overs.
They played 35 overs.
Out of their 57 games.
Yeah, but before that, you had a record in overs. I thought you said a stat.
Well,
right before
they're 35-22. So they played 57 games with 35 of them over the total. Gotcha. Bottom line is, they can't stop anybody. And even when they play an average offensive team, that team looks like a really good offensive team.
And you know
team.
Who's up next? The Raptors in Toronto. I'm sure they're going to win that game.
With Marc Gasol now.
Yeah.
With Marc Gasol.
Marc Gasol coming off the bench.
You think Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka aren't going to terrorize the Wizards on the interior?
And Pascal Siakam.
Oh. Yeah. All right, so tankathon game last night, Knicks and Cavs. Check the Knicks. Have they lost 15 straight?
I believe that's correct.
Check
I will double
that
check
out.
The
17
standings.
Straight.
Oh, 17 straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a team
the
record.
The Suns are right around there, too. They've lost 14 or 15 straight.
Maybe that's who I was
It's quite about. A race between those two teams.
Cavs, I heard the Suns.
They've lost 14 straight.
The Suns have had like 8 or 9 straight losing seasons. You want to talk about a bad GM? They haven't been able to right the ship.
Mm.
They've tanked a bunch of times. They still suck.
Well, the Cavs were probably trying to tank, but it's so hard to lose to the Knicks.
Right.
It's near impossible.
You mentioned the Raptors. They beat the Nets by 2 last night. Kawhi had 30.
He had a game winner with
and a game
4 or 5 seconds left.
James Harden had his 30th consecutive game of 30 or more. He had 31 with a bum shoulder. They beat the Mavs by 16. Luka, who, of course, I named my dog after, had 21-10 and 8 dimes.
The future MVP, I'm calling it.
And the Nuggets pounded the Heat. So, and I didn't mention. Didn't I mention Paul George? Did I mention Paul
George?
He
had a bomb line last night.
They beat the Trailblazers 120-111. Paul George had 47, 12, and 10. And yes, Russell Westbrook had another triple-double. That breaks Wilt Chamberlain's record. So that's 10 straight, I believe. That's an NBA record. 10 straight triple-doubles.
They're actually a threat to Golden State this year. I don't think they're going to beat them, but they're pretty good this year.
How dumb is that to have 10 straight double-doubles or triple-doubles?
And they triple-doubled in the same game.
Well, I think
good defense by the Blazers.
You pointed this out yesterday when we talked to Antonio Daniels. The rebounding is impressive.
I mean,
he's
averaging almost 12
rebounds.
Meanwhile,
they're like 7-footers that average like 6 rebounds a game.
This guy's line is buried amongst the superstars. Jake Layman, 17, 4 rebounds, 4 get out of my houses. 4 swipes.
Yeah, well,
he's
you know what?
Some playing time.
Of course he is. He got 28 minutes last night.
Yep.
Let's see. Westbrook last night had 14 boards.
He's 6'4".
I mean, it's just dumb with these numbers. And Paul George was 15 for 26 at 8 threes. You just can't make this stuff up. All right, so there was a story about, what's the name of the, I think her name's Meredith Watson. Meredith Watson is the woman who was accusing Justin Fairfax of raping her at Duke back in the day.
Yes.
Well, her lawyer, remember she said that she was also raped by a former Duke basketball player back in 1999.
Yep.
So her lawyer came out and said she released the name of that player. You know who it was, Cakes?
I do not.
I do.
Corey Maggette.
Ooh.
Now, Corey Maggette is denying it. Who knows if what happened? Who knows if it's true or not? But Corey Maggette is the player that she's naming in that, that rape accusation back in 1999. Maggette played, I don't know, 13, 14 years in the NBA.
And Justin Fairfax, you throw that name around like everybody knows it. That's the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Yeah, well, I figured most people have heard it.
At least people around here.
All right, so Kyle Toops last night, the biggest game was Virginia and Carolina in Chapel Hill. Virginia wins by 8. Virginia shot 53%. Carolina shot 35%. Every time Carolina tried to catch and shoot it, there was a calf right in his grill. They just would not allow any good looks. Carolina averages 88 a game. They scored 61 last night. They did take a lead briefly in the second half. I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 minute stretch where UVA couldn't score. But UVA comes back and wins by 8. So
it's a great win for them. Great bounce back.
Great
after the
win
Duke
for
game.
Them. Great win for them. Now, again, Virginia might have the same issues this year that they've had in years past, because if you just look at the pace of play, they only got 45 shots up as opposed to Carolina's 65. Now, Carolina likes to play a little faster. All right, Virginia doesn't. But if you're going to allow 65 shots, well, you got to hope that they are only going to hit about 35% of them.
I got to believe they're going to break through at some point. It's kind of like us with the University of Maryland. Eric and I, alums at Maryland, and we got frustrated for a while when it was just Sweet 16, Sweet 16, Sweet 16, and then they eventually broke through, got to the Final Four, and
they
won
did.
It.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if this year's that year. The Terps have a big one tonight. Terps were off this weekend, but they host Purdue, who's won 8 straight games. They host them in College Park tonight, 6:30 tip. And Purdue, if you stop Carson Edwards, who averages 25 a game, you probably have a good shot of beating them. They shoot the ball well from three, especially Edwards. They shoot about 38-39% from three as a team. So it's a big game. Who's going to that game? Someone going to that game?
I'm
tonight?
Going.
You're going to the Purdue game.
6:30 is a perfect tip time.
Haven't secured
That's
my parking yet, Cakes. I need to do
I
that.
I think you'll be fine. You can probably find a spot in one of the garages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one tonight.
But you can't just show up and think all of a sudden you have a parking spot.
There's a lot of big games tonight. Purdue,
last time I went, it was a bit of a debacle.
Yeah.
Because there's only one garage. At least it seemed like there was only one garage for like the public, like the general public.
You don't want to get stuck in the Zeke Mowat garage and then you're walking all the way across campus in dicey weather.
Yeah.
Try to get as close as possible.
A lot of big games tonight. Of course, Maryland Purdue, LSU Kentucky, Duke Louisville, Michigan State's at Wisconsin. A lot of good college hoops tonight to watch. All right, so you mentioned Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has decided football is his game. I don't even believe he told the Oakland Athletics before he announced it.
Is that right? They found out on the fly?
Drabby, isn't that true? I don't think he called
it's
the A's.
That's not cool. No, even Nightingale tweeted after the news broke that the Athletics were trying to work stuff out with him.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So
I mean, I do feel bad for the A's, but they knew the risk.
They
drafted a football player.
They did. Hey, they should offer more money.
And I think for him, I think it's an absolute no-brainer. He'll make more money. And if it doesn't work in a few years, he can move on.
It's going to be
really
interesting to see
what happens. Clearly
that
statement, though, crafted by an agent, because we've all seen in the interview, while I know he was just trying to be coy and not say anything, that was a really well-thought-out statement.
You're very pro Kyler Murray. If the Redskins have a chance to draft him at 15, no-brainer for you.
Oh,
draft
yeah.
him.
Absolutely.
I put
no-brainer.
A poll on our Junks Radio Twitter account. The majority of our listeners, over 1,000 votes, are in the no camp.
I know. Everybody thinks they're so smart that he's and they're right that we don't have the offense necessarily around him. We don't necessarily have the staff that's perfect for
him. He's small.
They don't like
negatives.
The size. Everyone's just looking at all the negatives. I'm just looking at what the kid can do, not what he can't do.
I'd be interested to hear from Redskins fans maybe later in the show if you want to do a segment. Now that Kyler Murray is going to the NFL, would you rather draft Kyler Murray, just Kyler Murray? I'm not talking about any of the other prospects.
Yeah.
Draft Kyler Murray or go out and try and sign one of the established vets.
Well, maybe in a perfect world, the vets, but we don't have the money.
Let's do that
next. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is going to cost a lot of money. Someone like that.
Let's do that next. Phone number is 800-636-1067. So he made it official. Kyler Murray is not going to play baseball, at least for now. He can always go back.
Right.
He says he's fully committed to playing football.
Right.
He's going to go to the combine. Right. He's going to have his pro days and do the interviews and do all that. If he's available with the first round pick, if you're a Redskins fan, do you want to see the Redskins take him? And if not, why not? 800-636-1067.
Let me just tell you this. He's not even going to be there at 15.
May not be.
He's not even going to be there. Dan Helly was on with Dukes yesterday. Cakes was telling me.
Maybe we can pull the audio, too.
He could go number one. Could pull a Baker Mayfield, just shock everybody.
Said he thinks some teams are going to fall. Somebody's going to fall in love with him and move up.
Move up, yeah.
And draft him number one overall, possibly.
Well, we'll see.
What do you want to see the Redskins do about Kyler Murray? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.